Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Progress. You know, it's interesting. Just as the broadcast was starting, just as the rejoiner was tapering off, I lost communications for about almost 10 seconds. So that's why the delayed sound of my voice. 5-Minute University today, all 2 hours, with me, Vincent Fennelli. And Dr. Sergey is unavailable today. Everything is fine. And he's on the road with a not such a good connection. So here we are at 5-Minute University. I have a lot of 5-Minute University topics to discuss, things that you can implement in your world to make things better, and some things that I've learned. I have a copy of Rural Missouri Magazine, February 2023, and we are going to, those of us who are connected to Laclede Electric Cooperative, are going to enjoy a rate increase. The electricity that is supplied by this cooperative, Laclede, L-A-C-L-E-D-E, Electric Cooperative, in Lebanon, Missouri, is going to increase our electric rates. There are 37,000 members. This is the corporation that I ran for the board of directors stating that I would reduce the electric bills. But they're going up now. I am not on the board of directors. So they have something called service availability. It's not on the bill. Can you imagine charging for something that's not on your statement, your invoice, your bill? Well, it's kind of hidden. And I called them up about it, and I said, I can't find this. So where is that? I don't call it service availability. I call it a meter charge. So for the smart meters, for you to have the pleasure of having a smart meter, they charged $27 per month. Now, that's without any electricity. That's just to have the meter. Now, if you want to have electricity flow through that meter, that's optional. And there's an additional charge for the electricity. So to have electricity available for you to purchase, it's $27. That's kind of like going to a gas station and depositing $27 into the meter before you can start pumping and paying for gasoline. The electricity charge was 8.2 cents per kilowatt hour. That's going to go up to 8.6 cents per kilowatt hour. And then that's for residential, farm, and home use of electricity. Most people have farms around here. If you have one of those automatic, unmetered security lights, and the reason they're unmetered is it's expensive to put a meter in, and nobody in his right mind would pay $27 a month to have a meter and then pay for electricity for one of those lights on a pole, right? Well, these go on by themselves. They have photoelectric sensors, photocells, and they turn themselves on and off based on the light that's available outside. So, if it's bright and sunny, the light's off. If it's dark, the light comes on automatically. And they cost $7.45 per month for the 100-watt one. Now, if you want the big, fancy 150-watt one, they cost $9.60 per month each. And you see those things all over our neck of the woods. And we don't have one. I mean, I think it's crazy to have one of those things where they just keep charging you, you know, over and over and over for a light that you could put in yourself. So, and you could turn it off yourself. I mean, I don't want a light showing people where everything is. When I want to see where I'm going at night, I turn on a switch. And I paid for the switch, I paid for the wire, I paid for the light bulbs, and I own it. And if I want to connect it to solar power, that's what I do. And it is. And if you have, now effective April 1st, 2023, that $7.45 per month 100-watt light goes up to $7.80. And if you have the fancy one that was Boy, you know, the print is so small. I don't think they want you to read this. It looks like $9.60, it's going to go up to $10. So some people would say, well, it's just pennies, you know, but it's forever. It just keeps on going. So the electric rates around here are going to go up about 5%. And Laclede Electric is kind enough to tell us that this is the first increase since 2018, the very first one since 2018. Now, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that they've done a great job? Or does that mean that maybe they've squirreled away some funds through overcharges for years and years and years of overcharges that they've squirreled away, and they're using those and use those because, heck, if they use those funds that they've squirreled away, maybe Finelli wouldn't run for the board of directors again and say he would reduce your electric rates. So they're really proud of the fact that they held their electric rates down. To me, that sounds like they overcharged for years and years and years. And that's how they were able to hold off the electric rate increase. That's just my take on it. Now, on the back cover, they talk about space heaters. Now, these are those electric heaters that you plug in. And they have those glowing orange-red elements. They are resistive heating. So what happens is, as electricity flows through those elements, it really doesn't want to do it. It is so hard for the electricity to run through those elements that the movement of the electrons, the resistance to the movement of the electrons, is so great that they get hot. How hot? Well, red hot. And those are called resistive heaters. Toasters have them. Electric broiler ovens have them. Electric ovens have them. Electric stoves have them. And some people would say that they are 100% efficient. They are. But what's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is that to generate the electricity that runs through them, that's not 100% efficient. And the power lines that transmit the electricity to your house, that's not 100% efficient. There are losses in the power lines. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons the power lines are in the air, several reasons. One is so you don't get tangled up in them and electrocute yourself. That's one. Another is that the air cools those hot wires. Those wires get really hot. And if you notice, they're not insulated. Those are just bare wires up there on the power poles. Not insulated. So the insulation would keep the wires from cooling themselves, because those wires get hot, not quite as hot as the, nowhere near as hot as the plug-in electric heaters and toaster ovens, but they still get hot. So the air around them cools them off. As a matter of fact, they used to build houses years ago with post and beam construction, and the wiring that was added around 1900, 1910, 1920, was called Knob and Tube. What they did was they put insulated wires underneath the floor in the open air. Now, these wires had cotton and tar insulation, different from the vinyl insulation that's on wires today. And the wires ran parallel. There was a hot wire, a white one, and a black one. And the idea was they were not supposed to touch each other, because if they did, they could short out, even though they were insulated. So these wires ran in free air under the floor and through the walls, you know, vertically as well. And because they ran through the walls, they could use thinner wire and get more current to travel through them, because the wire would get cooled by the air in the wall and the air underneath the floor. It wasn't like you had a red a Romex jacket covering a white insulated wire and a black insulated wire and a ground wire. You had the wires separated by air, not in a jacket. So they ran cooler and they could carry more current. Well, with the new wiring system, it can't carry as much current as wires in free air. So that's just something to put in your bag of lessons, that wire carries more current in free air than it does when it's encapsulated or in conduit. And wires actually get hot. And if you want to prove it to yourself, next time you make a cup of coffee or turn on that coffee maker, the electric coffee maker, feel the wire, especially near the plug, and see if it gets warm. And the reason it does is because the current traveling through it is right at the capacity of that wire. That wire can't handle much more current, or it'd burn off the insulation. Now, that insulation is designed, it's a different feel. If you notice the wiring on a electric heater, electric toaster, a coffee maker, electric countertop oven, it's kind of a rubbery feel. And the reason is it has to sustain a higher temperature, because the wire gets hotter than it does for an electric mixer or an electric lamp. So that's something you might want to consider. So how hot does that plug get? If it gets really hot, that means it's having trouble with the receptacle. And you might want to look at that receptacle that you plug that electric heater in, or that toaster, or that coffee maker, because all three of those use a lot of current. So the next thing is door hinges. So you've got some door hinges in your house, interior and exterior hinges, and the hinges actually have a pin, a pivot point. And opening and closing those doors wears out that pin and the hinge. And the door becomes sloppier, and it will sag a little bit because of the wear on the hinge. You can prevent all that to a great extent by doing one thing, just one thing. Simply grease that door hinge. And how do you do it? Well, most doors today have three hinges, interior and exterior doors. So you open the door, and you get another person to help you. And you start with the middle pin, the middle hinge pin, and you tap it out from the bottom with a screwdriver, a Phillips head screwdriver that will easily fit loosely through that door hinge. Tap, tap, tap with a hammer, and the pin comes out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so back to the hinges. So what I do is I take a Phillips screwdriver. One that I don't mind damaging the point of. We'll call it a working screwdriver. I have working flathead screwdrivers and working Phillips head screwdrivers. Ones that, you know, have shown lots of wear. And I'll find one that will fit where the pin would be as I'm driving the pin out. So you open the door, you have two people. One person holds the door. The other person has a hammer and a screwdriver, and you tap, tap, tap from the bottom of the hinge and drive the pin out. Then what I do is I use either Vaseline or red grease. And you can use Vaseline on a Q-tip, and you can wipe that on the inside surfaces of where the hinge pin was. Okay? Thoroughly grease that, and then grease the pin. And you'll find that there's black residue, if you will, from the scraping of metal against metal on that hinge pin. And you'll find out when you pull that Q-tip out, it'll have a black dust on it as well. And when you use Vaseline or red grease, or you can use white lithium grease, or you can use just plain old economy lithium grease, put it on the pin, wipe it all over the pin, and the bearing surfaces, and drive it back in from the top. And you might have to kind of move the door a little bit to get those two halves of the hinge to line up. And that one's done. Then you do the top and the bottom one at a time. And that door hinge will probably last 10 times longer. They might have to do it every 5 years or so, but the ones that are really important are the doors that you use the most often, whatever that is. That's what we do here at the farmhouse. So I wanted to go back to electricity, for example. So those electric heaters, is one more efficient than the other? No. No. They all have about the same efficiency. Actually, they all have exactly the same efficiency. They use watts, which is amps times volts, to produce heat. And the number of watts they use will determine the amount of heat that they produce. So what you're buying is maybe features. Maybe you're buying styling. Maybe you're buying size or shape. But they all have the same efficiency in terms of generating British thermal units of heat. So keep that in mind. But at, and they're 100% efficient at the device, but not at the power generation system, because some power is generated with nuclear activity. Some is generated with hydro, some is solar, some is wind, some is natural gas, some is coal. So there's lots of ways of generating electricity, and none of them is clean. Not one. Because even the wind turbines takes a lot of natural resources and excavation and diesel fuel to make the wind turbine, and the metals, and the copper, and the windings, and the maintenance, and all that. Same with solar. And even hydro, concrete isn't free. Concrete takes a tremendous amount of energy to make concrete. That's why it costs over $100 a cubic yard. Okay, so the next, oh, by the way, if you use red grease, it can stain because red grease has dye in it, red dye. So it can stain if you get it on white woodwork. So keep that in mind. Okay, so we talked about electric space heaters. And how about, since we're talking about grease, you know, if you have one of those little riding lawnmowers that they sell at the big box stores, Chinese factory outlet, and the hardware, lumber type companies, some of them have grease fittings on the spindles and on the pulleys and on the steering system. Little Zerk fittings, Z-E-R-K. And those are a really neat little device that allows you to pump grease into a tiny, tiny hole with a ball, a check valve that keeps the dirt out. So when you use a grease gun, what you should do is take a paper towel that you're willing to throw away and wipe off each Zerk fitting, make sure it's absolutely clean and no debris is on it, and then make sure the end of your grease gun is clean, and then grease the steering fittings and the idler pulleys and the spindles for the mower blades and all the other Zerk fittings. And you can find the manual probably online if you don't have it and find out where all those fittings are. And if you grease all those fittings, your mower and mower deck and steering system west.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden was supposed to be leaving Washington this evening on a trip to Poland. Air Force One actually departed Washington on Sunday and has made a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
So, President Zelensky, you deeply honor me here in Kyiv with you today. To meet with your military, your intelligence folks, your diplomatic teams, community leaders who have stepped up and helped their country in their hour of need. It's astounding who stood up. Everybody.
Google goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week to defend what is widely regarded as a pillar of the online community. The law at issue, known as Section 230, gives Internet platforms legal immunity from almost all third-party content hosted on their sites. A decision to limit that immunity could change the business model of the Internet's biggest companies. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, when you're servicing your lawn equipment, tractors, you ought to grease them pretty often, like every couple of uses. Don't over-grease them, but a shot or two of grease is always a good thing. It'll keep the steering system working better. And, you know, the new lawnmowers, these new riding lawnmowers, don't have wheel bearings the way they used to. Bearings, I guess, are too expensive. They have to come all the way from China. So what they do is they use sleeves and axles with sleeves riding on the axles. And it's really critical that those sleeves get lubricated. Otherwise, the wheels will wear and wobble. I'm talking about the front wheels. So pay attention to what you might need to grease on the front wheels as well. And grease is your friend. We have two riding lawnmowers. that we've accumulated over the years. One was from around 1960. We still have it. It's yellow. And we have another one that was from around 2010. And it's yellow. And the brand name on the 1960 model is International Harvester Cub Cadet. And International Harvester is an absolutely top quality company. There's no question about it. You just don't see them around anymore. And then, as new machines, the newer one, built 50 years later in 2010, is also yellow, and it says Cub Cadet. But it's made by a company called MTD, and they really cheapened that thing. Now, both of these mowers have four wheels, a steering wheel, and I'll tell you what the differences are. So the first one, and they're parked in the barn side by side. The first one, the 1960 model, is 10 horsepower, single cylinder, cast iron engine. It has a steel frame, angle iron, real heavy steel frame, cast iron transmission, cast iron grill, you know, the front part of the mower that lets the air into the engine. It's cast iron. The transmission's cast iron. The differential's cast iron. The rear axle's cast iron. And it has automotive wheels in the back, 13-inch wheels, like the kind that you might see on a Ford Falcon back then. It has a 42-inch mower. And it has the mower deck is made out of cast aluminum. And the mower has three blades, two large ones, about 18 inches long each, and then one in the middle. So the two 18-inch blades won't hit each other because they're separated by about a couple inches. And then there's a blade in the middle in front of those two. So those where the two 18-inch blades, which would give you a 36-inch cut, where they would leave a uncut strip down the middle, there was a blade in the middle that cut that. It's a great design. Three speeds forward, one reverse, cast iron transmission, and it still has the original front wheels and back wheels, and tires, and clutch, and carburetor, and generator, and starter, and regulator. As a matter of fact, I think it's all original. The other one is the same brand, Cub Cadet, but it's not made by International Harvester. It's made by MTD, Murray, the same people that took over all the lawn and garden equipment. You know, I believe they make Troy-built rototillers and some of the other brands that you see at the Chinese factory outlet on display in the summertime for your lawn mowing and cutting pleasure. So the one that was made in 2010 is about 18 horsepower, almost twice as much horsepower. The mower deck, exactly the same size, 42 inches. But it's steel. It's thin, stamped steel. And it's rusted through. The 50-year-old mower, or the one that's 50 years different, 63 years old now, that one doesn't have any holes in the deck. The mower spindles work fine. Never had to replace any bearings. It's just perfect. But the newer one, the deck is rusted, and I have to take it out and find some sheet steel and use the MIG welder and bend some steel and form it into place and fix that hole. The hole's enough to put a playing card through, you know, like a deck of cards. It's a huge hole. That's because the grass sat on it. So if the grass sits on it between uses and the grass gets moist, it'll eat a hole through the steel deck. Can you imagine that? Well, this one has two blades, and it has a 42-inch cut. And the blades are separated by about a quarter of an inch, so they, as they go round and round, they could bang into each other, except there's a quarter of an inch difference between the two blades, a quarter of an inch space. And I guess Cub Cadet now figures that, well, one blade will either pull the grass to the left, the other blade will pull it to the right, and there won't be too much of a stripe in the middle. But they figured out how to eliminate a whole third of the blades by doing this. Is it as good? Absolutely not. And it has a transmission that is a hydrostatic transmission. So if you want to go forward, you press this pedal and you go forward. If you want to go faster, you push the pedal farther. If you want to back up, you take your foot off that pedal and you press another pedal. And you go backward. But there's no clutch. And the transmission's made out of aluminum. It has a fan, a plastic fan, that cools the transmission because the transmission gets hot. Unlike the 1960 model, it doesn't have a fan on the transmission because the transmission does not get hot. Doesn't need a fan. So here's the interesting thing. The older one, you just change the oil every once in a while in the transmission. Oh, maybe every 5 years. Takes about a quart of oil, maybe two. And you put non-detergent 30-weight oil in it, and you're good to go. This other one, you have to buy special oil. It's about $40 worth of oil, and you have to get an oil filter for it if you can find one. And then the blades of the fan break because they're plastic, and then the transmission overheats and destroys itself. That's, you know, modern convenience. For what? So that instead of shifting, instead of saying, well, should I be in first gear, second gear, or third gear, with the older style, you just step on the pedal and you go forward, and by the amount that you depress the pedal, that regulates the speed, you go forward. So what does that cost? Well, it costs about 8 to 10 more horsepower. So your lawnmower uses about twice as much fuel. And you need two cylinders to do it instead of one. So the engine costs more, it's more complicated. Everything's more complicated and wears out faster with these new modern conveniences. And that gets back to, imagine if we took some of these modern conveniences away from automobiles and we said, let's make it simple. Let's streamline it. Let's make it as efficient as possible and get the most miles per gallon and pollute the air less. Could they do that? Of course they could. Of course. But all these conveniences, like what I just described in the 5-minute university lesson about riding lawnmowers, almost twice as much horsepower to do the same thing. Twice as much fuel to do the same thing. The 1960 10-horsepower, 42-inch cut Cub Cadet riding lawnmower with, I guess they called them garden tractors back then, they're pretty durable, had a 1-gallon gas tank. One. New ones have a little over 2 gallons, like 2.5. Why? Because they use twice as much fuel. So that's something to think about. And now when you look at lawnmowers and riding mowers at the big box store, but look, honey, this one has 2 more horsepower. It's 22 or the 24. But you have to feed those horses, right? You might want to keep that in mind. I got an email from Kathy, and she says that FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, denied assistance to East Palestine, Ohio, because the EPA says that it's too dangerous on the ground. I'm back to what we said before, that this Norfolk Southern catastrophe, all man-made, setting on fire the tankers, sending this black cloud in the sky, is a real bad thing to do. And it's either first or second place as compared with Three Mile Island, the nuclear meltdown in Pennsylvania. Who's John Galt? Refrigeration compressors will cycle far less often when there's more mass in the refrigerator or freezer. So what this means is if you have a barely filled, barely, let's say 90% empty refrigerator, the compressor will start and stop and start and stop very, very frequently. The more you fill that refrigerator with mass, the less often that refrigerator compressor will cycle. And although there isn't an exact number of start-stop cycles, the more that compressor starts and starts and starts and starts, the faster it's going to wear out. So the idea is to reduce the number of cycles. And it's so easy to do. So for those of you, I don't think any of our class would have any of these, but if you have any neighbors that buy soda, and they have those 2-liter soda bottles, if you were able to obtain a few of those from your neighbors, you wash them out and take the labels off them, what you could do is put water in them, then squeeze out, leave some air, like 10% air, and squeeze the center of the bottle as if you were going to squeeze out a couple ounces of water. The idea is you don't want it to be totally full, and you don't want the bottle to be fully extended. You want it to have less water in it and some airspace. The idea is water freezes. When it freezes, it expands. So you want to leave some room for the expansion when this water freezes in your freezer, in this plastic bottle. And it's a perfect container. It really is perfect for this purpose. It can take it. It's designed to take hydrofluoric acid, and it's designed to be under pressure with carbon dioxide. It's a pretty strong container, and it's designed to be bounced all the way from the bottling company with all the transportation that's involved, thrown around at the food store, put in your shopping cart, dropped on the kitchen floor, and still stay intact. It's a well-designed bottle, and they're pretty durable. So you can fill it with water, 90% or so, squeeze it a little bit, put the cap on it, put it in your freezer, and displace some of that empty space. You put a whole bunch of them in there if you don't have food there yet, and it'll take some energy to freeze it, but then when the power fails, you'll have more mass in there to keep cold what's in the freezer. Same thing with your refrigerator. You can do the same thing. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay. Herman's with us. I'll be right with you, Herman. So just to finish up, those water bottles are great because if you go to the supermarket and you bring a cooler with you and you have curbside pickup, you can put that water bottle in your cooler, and your frozen foods, or the ones you want to keep cold, like cheeses and those kinds of things, will stay colder with that water bottle that had been frozen before you left for the supermarket. And you can put the water bottle right back in the freezer when you're done with it. And, you know, if you have a power outage and you need water, you've got it already in the freezer if you want to take it out. And you've got it in your refrigerator. And that's to displace mass. So the other thing is that when you cycle a compressor, when you start it up, it can use 1,000 watts to start it for a couple seconds and then settle back down to 300 watts once it's been operating for a minute or so. So the starting, stopping uses an enormous amount of electricity as compared to just running a compressor or an electric motor. So keep that in mind, and you can reduce all that just by having mass in your refrigerator and freezer. Herman's with us. Welcome, Herman.
Good morning, Vincent. I have a quick question before I bring up my dioxin question. My well pump, which is a 1.5 horse, 4-inch Grundfaust with a Web Troll stainless impeller, went out exactly 6 months after the 5-year guarantee. That set me back $2,200. I'm going to buy a boom truck that I can put a bucket on so I can pull my drop pipe next time, because to do it with a hoist of some type without chokers and the rest of it would be risking dropping that well, drop pipe and motor back down into the well. I don't know whether the pump went out. It was a stainless. I was recommended against a stainless. Soil condition with the sand, I was recommended to use the ceramic-style plastic impeller, which I didn't think would be stronger than stainless, but in one way or another, it failed. I'm thinking if the motor failed, it was from a power surge. It's the only electrical circuit I don't have a filter or a surge protector on. Can you give me a quick suggestion of how I can protect that 220 line to that well pump?
Sure. That's really easy. But it's going to take a couple minutes. It'll take us through the top of the hour break into the next segment. Do you have that much time?
Yeah, I have all the time.
Okay. So a couple things to think about. A Grundfos, I installed a Grundfos well pump for the same reasons that you did. And it worked fine, but it was 508 feet deep, which is an enormous depth. And at that depth, the water column weighs about 800 pounds. So to start, you know, that water column going up through through the well pipe is enormously heavy. And you've got to start pushing that 800 pounds upward with each cycle of that well pump. So here's what I do, and here's what I did. When we've had wells, Mrs. Finelli and I have had water wells most of our lives. And what we noticed is that shallow wells, you can have a well pump above ground. Let's say if it's 80 to 100 feet, you can have a jet pump, it's called. And Myers used to make the motors, and they're green, and a well tank, well pressure tank. And they would last a long time. And if anything went wrong, you just change the pump above ground. It wasn't a real big problem like it is now. Now the well pump is in the ground at the bottom of the well. And typically there's three ways of connecting the well pipe. So there's a galvanized pipe, comes in roughly 10-foot lengths with couplings every 10 feet. And that's a real pain to install. And it's a real pain to get the well pump out because you take it out 10 feet at a time, disconnect the well pipe. The next method would be Schedule 80 PVC, and with threads on the ends of the pipe. That's what we have here. And there are galvanized fittings, couplings, that will join each 20-foot section. But that means you have to lift 20 feet of well pipe out at a time, disconnect it without dropping the well pump back down to the bottom of the well. And then the third type, the least expensive, is black PVC plastic. It comes in a roll pipe. It's a large coil of a pipe roll, and it would be one piece. And sometimes they don't do as well as the Schedule 80 PVC pipe. Okay, that being said, you're talking about you want to have a boom truck to lift the well pipe out of the well. Okay, well, you can do that, or you can use an electric hoist. You know, Harbor Freight sells them, and for like $150, you can have a boom on your tractor and a hoist, depending on the type of well pipe that you have. If it's 10-foot sections, no problem. That should work fine with a three-point lift boom with a pipe extension on it, because you're not lifting a lot of weight for a tractor. We'll get back to that in just a couple minutes, then we'll talk about something that will help that well pump last a lot longer. And that's the pressure that you set the pressure tank to. And hardly anybody gets that right. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.